Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Let's get to work on this confirmation thing. So, first, I just want to review the melody, see if I still remember it from whatever last time was. I'd like to share something that I do to, it doesn't matter if it's a standard or if it's some other kind of music or anything, but this is when I want to go from learning the melody to like improvising on that song or on that form or on that piece or whatever it is. I want to go from having the melody in my fingers and sort of like, you know, the way that I've learned it and got my fingering all together, to really having it in my mind, you know. And so how do you do that? Like, how do you make sure that you're thinking of the melody all the time? Because that's the most effective way to keep your place in a song and to be connected to the song, right? So sometimes I have students that have, like, the iReal app or whatever that has, like, chord changes. That is not the song, right? That's just the chord changes. That the song is the melody. You know, that's the most important thing. And those things don't have a melody. I don't understand how that's even, like, can be considered learning or playing a song, like, by looking at those charts. I mean, it gives you a basic idea of some version of the chords, I guess, but the melody is the thing. So I always focus on melody, and such as, like, with Thelonious Monk's music, Monk was quoted many times as saying, you know, just learn the melody, play off the melody, play off the melody. Don't worry about the chord changes, all that stuff. Get the melody together, and that will serve you well. So what do I do to try to get the melody in my mind? Well, I'll show you one exercise I do. Is called taking off, takeoffs, like an airplane taking off. So what this is... every phrase that you play has to be starting or taking off from the melody. It doesn't have to be following the same phrasing as the melody, but you have to use that material. So I'll just give an example. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a phrase, right? And I started with it. I started with that piece of the melody. Now, I don't have to start my phrase where the melody phrase starts. I could start somewhere else, like 1, 2, 3. that's even harder sometimes because you have to try to jump into the melody in the middle of like the phrase that you would normally have learned as a continuous thing. So if I play a new phrase, I have to again start it with the melody. So sometimes I'll have to wait to start my phrase to sort of recapture where I am in the melody. You know, this is an easy exercise to describe, but it's actually not that easy to do accurately. Let me try a little demonstration. One, two. I'm using a hi-hat so that you can tell where I am in the song. One, two, three. I should have started. So I was trying to get that part of the melody, but I hit the A instead. That was a mistake. Two, three, four. Slowly because I want to actually do it accurately. You know, it doesn't matter how fast you do something. You know, I want to be able to execute. Now, what is harder than takeoffs? Well, in airplanes, the harder part is the landing. Stick the landing. Try to get the landing correct. In this exercise, it's just the opposite. You can start your melody anywhere you want. You can start your improvisation anywhere you want, but you have to land it with the melody, and you have to kind of get a way to get your line to weave into the melody and then combine with it and land it, you know. So I'll just show you the first phrase. We'll just so it's not too complicated. So I'm going to try to get I'll try and hit that spot. 1, 2, 3. Okay, not so good. 1, 2, 3. Not so good. 1, 2, 3, 4. I like that better. I'm going to try a different approach. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I like that. 2, 3. Okay, that was pretty good. See, I'm trying to get the melodic line to flow into what the melody is. Let me continue on with the tune. 1, 2, 3, from the top. Because I was trying to find a place to get back into the melody. I'll try that again, the same part. 1, 2, from the top. 1, 2. From the top, and I'm going to try and play shorter phrases and see if I can catch more of the melody. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. So you can see that this one is quite difficult. It's quite, because sometimes your line just keeps going. And you're trying to find a way back, passing the runway, and keep trying to circling around, trying to find a spot to land it. It's quite difficult, and you have to really keep the melody in your mind to be able to do it. And a melody like this is especially hard. If it was a melody like All the Things You Are or something, that's a very kind of simple melody to get back into at any particular point. This one is much more ornate and hard to kind of weave a line into. So check this out. You have to kind of be your own judge on it, whether you're doing a good job. But sometimes I'll record myself doing this.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work.
Have fun taking off and landing.
This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt.
I'll be back soon.
With the original source being a video on Patreon.
Confirmation. If you have any questions, if you'd like to see this video,
head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki.
I will address them. Okay.
If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.